play from 14 to 18 hours. Also, you get to spice up your playlist as I bring you the Afrofusion Top 10 Countdown, where I play you the top hottest songs from any African country.
Power. Today's Power Weather Update.
Current temperature in Lusaka is 22 degrees Celsius with expected temperature lows of 8 degrees Celsius. Winds are moving at 10 kilometers per hour east-southeast. Humidity is at 33%. Sunset in Lusaka is expected at 17:54. If you're tuned in via the DSTV audio app in Kitwe, rather DSTV audio channel in Kitwe, Copperbelt, Zambia, current temperature is 26 degrees Celsius with expected temperature lows of 8 degrees Celsius. Winds are moving at 7 kilometers per hour south-southeast. Humidity is at 30%. Sunset in Kitwe is expected at 17:59. If you're heading to Chadiza, possibly download the TuneIn app and search for Power FM Zambia so you can take us with you. Current temperature is 23 degrees Celsius with expected temperature lows of 12 degrees Celsius. Winds are moving at 11 kilometers per hour south-southeast. Humidity is at 37%. Sunset in Chadiza is expected at 17:50.
Today's Power Weather Update. Weather Update. Bringing you out of the press news. From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Statistics from the Victim Support Unit reveal that 118 women were raped between April and June this year. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, to present herself before Parliament within 14 days after the burial of her late father, former 6th President Edgar Lungu, or within 14 days after the opening of the 13th session of the National Assembly. In international news, Joseph Kabila's trial begins, but he is not expected to attend. In sports, Morocco to modernize airports for $4.2 billion.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Statistics from the Victim Support Unit revealed that 118 women were raped between April and June this year. According to the statistics compiled by the Victim Support Unit of the Zambia Police Service, for the second quarter of this year, Zambia has recorded an increase in year-to-year gender-based violence GBV cases. The country recorded a total of 10,170 cases countrywide between April and June 2025, representing an increase of 852 cases compared to the 9,318 cases recorded in the same period in 2024. Of the number, 8,176 victims were female, while 1,994 were male. In the meantime, 6,180 cases were classified as criminal, whilst 3,990 cases were non-criminal disputes. Announcing the statistics, Police Public Relations Officer Reha Monga said the increase in GBV serves as both a call to action and a reflection of continued underlying socio-economic and cultural challenges affecting vulnerable groups in society. Mr. Hamonga added that the statistics continue to affirm that women and girls remain disproportionately affected by GBV in the country. He explained that police service acknowledges the complexity of GBV, hence reiterating its commitment to enhancing public awareness and community engagement on GBV prevention, strengthening reporting, investigation, and prosecution mechanisms, among other interventions.
The Police Service, through the Victim Support Unit, has completed the analysis of gender-based violence statistics for the second quarter of 2025. The service wishes to inform the nation that a total of 10,170 cases of gender-based violence cases were recorded countrywide between April and June 2025, representing an increase of 852 cases compared to 9,318 cases recorded in the same period in 2024. Of these, 6,180 cases were classified as criminal, while 3,990 cases were classified as non-criminal disputes. This increase serves as both a call to action and a reflection of continued underlying social, economical, and cultural challenges affecting vulnerable groups in our society. 6,266 women, while 1,358 were men.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, to present herself before Parliament within 14 days after the burial of the late former President, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, or within 14 days after the opening of the 13th session of the National Assembly. The Speaker has acknowledged being in receipt of the letter from Tasila Lungu requesting for her leave of absence to enable her attend the ongoing court proceedings in South Africa regarding the burial of her late father. She says the question of whether Ms. Lungu should continue to be recognized as a Member of Parliament is a matter that will be addressed at a later date. Meanwhile, the Speaker expressed concern over the continued sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former head of state, hence underscoring the need for the Chawama lawmaker to mourn her father. She, however, emphasized that the need for the people of Chawama cannot be overlooked.
From Ms. T. Lungu, MP, requesting for leave of absence to enable her attend to the ongoing court proceedings in South Africa regarding the burial place of her late father. In light of this state of affairs, the issue relating to whether Ms. T. Lungu, MP, should continue to be recognized as a Member of Parliament is a matter that will be addressed at a later date. While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former president and the need for Ms. T. Lungu MP to mourn and put to rest her father, I'm also alive to the need for the people of Chawama parliamentary constituents to be represented. In this regard, I direct in absentia Ms. T. Lungu MP to present herself to either my office, if the House will be on recess, or the House within 14 days after the burial of her late father, or within 14 days of the opening of the 5th session of the 13th National Assembly.
Chivuvi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube has refuted allegations suggesting that he is one of the lawmakers sabotaging the implementation of Constituency Development Fund, CDF, by not fully utilizing the funds. Mr. Fube states that allegations are baseless and a scheme by the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, to disparage opposition lawmakers. In an interview with PowerFM, the Chiluvi lawmaker instead accused the UPND government of abandoning the projects embarked by the former ruling party. He, however, added that his belonging to the opposition party has negatively affected the people of his constituency.
It's coming from the opposition, not only coming from the opposition, but also a critic of government. And I think that has cost my people in a way or the other, because we have been talking about roads and the like. A lot of our roads were cancelled, which were active and which the past regime started, and which made people happy. But having said that, I can tell you that I am not one of those MPs that are sabotaging, if there's any, because they are just imagining that some MPs are sabotaging the CDF. That is government money. Why would we sabotage our own money? That is the people's money. We can't. That doesn't come from anyone's pocket. That is our money. So we have built a police post. We have built
2,000 hectares of land have been identified in Chief Kapijimpanga's area of Northwestern Province for the construction of a new airport in Solwezi. Northwestern Province Minister Robert Lihefu has confirmed the development, saying Chief Kapijimpanga has consented to the change of land use from customary to developmental purposes. This follows encroachment on the reserve land for the current airport. Mr. Lihefu disclosed this in Solwezi during the Northwestern Province Development Coordinating Committee meeting. He also disclosed that government is set to commence the construction of a bridge across the Zambezi River in Zambezi District. In international news, former President of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, is appearing in court on Friday. Kabila, who is an opponent of the current government in the DRC, will face the high military court on grounds